Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live on RBN on this Friday, approaching Memorial Day weekend here in San Antonio, Texas. We have a number of news items to discuss, a number of topics to discuss. We'll go through the top seven or eight for you and then go back to what presumably might be my lead story today, and that is what I have written for VT Foreign Policy about the RFK Jr. presidential candidacy. Is this a viable candidacy where those of us on the alt-right are concerned? Well, you can decide for yourself after you've read my article and after you've had a chance to consider the pluses and minuses of the various other people who are running, where we all know, of course, in terms of the incumbent at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that if you can find a plus for that guy, I'd like to hear what it is. But in the meantime, presumably the lead story in terms of conversation will be various things that I have said in the way of both advice and analysis of the RFK Jr. candidacy. And again, that will be posted in the show post at VT Foreign Policy. And as well, you'll get a complete listing of other topics and news articles per the usual through the V Contacta post. And there will be stories that will continue to post on that basic link throughout the weekend in all likelihood. So the Kennedy candidacy, let's indicate that that might be our top topic for the day. The second is American culture, quote unquote. Well, we had Bud Light. Now we have all of the queer merchandise, the LGBTQ merchandise available for kids in particular at Target. Radovka World reports that they have already lost $9 billion as a result of that incredibly perverted decision to have any of this merchandise in their store. On top of the Bud Light fiasco for Anheuser-Busch, maybe this is an indication that corporations and these woke corporations are miscalculating the reaction of more and more Americans to just how sick this agenda really is. And then, of course, last but not least, what is perhaps the most sickening item today in terms of American quote-unquote culture is something that comes to us from RT Documentary. You can watch a video there, which we will have posted in the VK description for this show, of a transgender desecration of the cross of Jesus Christ, or the symbol of the cross of Jesus Christ, in a public demonstration. That is something that you can decide for yourself, but I will be very surprised if anyone who listens to this broadcast and who watches that video will come away from it being anything other than horrified in regard to the blasphemous character of this presentation, as well as the desecration and the attack on the Christian community, not only in the United States, but worldwide, that is embodied in this particular video, which begs the question, does the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith think that this sort of presentation, this sort of video, qualifies as hate speech? Why don't we all write them? It won't take you long to do it. Go to ADL.org. ADL.org. There's a place there to report on an incident, quote unquote, involving bigotry or hate speech or intolerance, or an attack on a particular group of people because of their religious orientation. Let's see what Jonathan Greenblatt and company at the ADL might have to say about this transgender desecration of the cross of Jesus Christ, courtesy of this RT documentary, which, of course, is being suppressed in many places in the United States. Those of you who listen to my broadcast on RBN should be able to get to it off of the show link that will be posted in the archives along with this show after the live version is over. Absolutely unbelievable that this sort of thing continues to go on unquestioned. So report this to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and ask them what they think of this particular incident and whether or not it qualifies as hate speech, religious bigotry, and attack on people worldwide for their religious belief system and their religious affiliation. While you're at it, send this video to whitehouse.gov. Let's ask the President of the United States, who is so much in favor of the transgender community and the transgender ideology, what he and his administration in his administration, State Department, among other things, think of this particular presentation, and whether or not this qualifies as bigotry and hate speech. It's something that is a defamation explicitly aimed at the Christian community of the United States as well as worldwide. Send it along to your senators and to your congressman or congresswoman if you choose. But in particular, I will be curious to see what the Anti-Defamation League says about this incident, as well as Mr. Biden at whitehouse.gov. So there you have it. We then go into the Russian-Ukrainian war. The key developments of that in the last week, of course, involved the takeover of Bakhmut by the Russians. You can now start calling this city Artemovsk, as I understand it. That is the preferred Russian name for this town now that the Russians have it. Perhaps you might want to consider a change from Bakhmut to Artemovsk. I'll leave that to you. But nonetheless, it has fallen to the Russians, courtesy of the victorious actions of the so-called Wagner Group. Where do we go from Bakhmut? It's apparent that there are going to be some skirmishes near Bakhmut for control of those territories. In one area in particular, keep an eye out for what is starting to happen, of course, in Kramatorsk. This whole business of Slavyansk and Kramatorsk is another major salient in what may well prove to be the final phase of the infantry portion and the artillery portion of this war in terms of enabling Russia to basically achieve what they set out to achieve initially in their special military operation. Nonetheless, the Ukrainians are attempting a counteroffensive with all kinds of American weaponry, all kinds of NATO weaponry that continue to come to Zelensky, even as he is not only slaughtering thousands of his own soldiers by committing them to actions that they cannot possibly win. But he is also, of course, continuing his own attacks on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the canonical Ukrainian Orthodox Church, merely because it historically has had as its patriarch the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. Again, much like this whole issue of the transgender desecration of the Christian cross, which comes to us as an action that occurred in this country, as documented, perfectly documented by RT documentary. But we also need to ask about the religious bigotry of the Zelensky administration in Kiev as it pertains to specifically targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and its priests and its worshipers and its believers. What is the alternative to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church? Well, it is the so-called OCU, the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, which is not canonical, which does not have the relationship with the Russian Orthodox Patriarch that the canonical Ukrainian Orthodox Church does. The other thing that comes up in this particular situation is that the machinations of the Central Intelligence Agency, the machinations of the National Endowment for Democracy, which is virtually the same thing, and the machinations of British intelligence and NATO all come into play here in regard to simply creating an Orthodox Church in Ukraine out of thin air in allowing a Jewish drag queen comedian who is masquerading as the president of that country to continue these anti-Christian and anti-Russian Orthodox Christian persecutions. If you didn't hear Father John Whiteford on this show back in December, go back and listen to that one in the archives for what Father John Whiteford tells us is the case in regard to what is really going on with the Orthodox Church in Ukraine. Is not simply an assault on the Russian Orthodox Church in that country, not simply an assault upon the canonical Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or UOC. This must be perceived in the context of the wider New World Order, the global homo globalist element that is desiring to take over the entire world via, among many other things, cultural subversion. And the chief targets of that cultural subversion in all of the various countries in the world where it's going on happen to be Christians. Whether you are an Orthodox Christian listening to this or a traditional Roman Catholic, or a traditional Lutheran or traditional Reformed believer out of the Protestant Reformation era of the 16th century, or whether you represent more recent manifestations of Christianity, for example, in the United States, and American evangelicalism with the Pentecostal and neo-charismatic movements. Nonetheless, whatever you might define yourself as being, if you are a Christian, make no mistake, Zelensky's persecution of the Orthodox Church, the canonical Orthodox Church, in Ukraine, the UOC, is an attack on Russian Orthodox Christianity specifically. It is also to be understood as an attack upon Christianity globally, for it is not an accident that whether you're talking about Volodymyr Zelensky or you are talking about the people backing him in the American national security establishment, including all of Joe Biden's chief foreign policy advisors who ignited this war, virtually all of whom happen to be Jewish, by the way, in this most interesting curiosity. This is a persecution that is happening not simply in one region of the world and in one country. It has dimensions of understanding in regard to a great global struggle between sovereign nation states on the one hand and the New World Order and Globo Homo on the other. And certainly when we perceive this for what it is, this brings us right back to the domestic manifestations of this blasphemous spirit in terms of what we have described as American quote-unquote culture. This is not about tolerance, it's about intolerance. This is not about dialogue or mutual understanding between peoples of different faiths. This is all about eradicating any version of traditional Christianity, both in the United States and worldwide. Make no mistake about it, folks. These folks are very, very sophisticated in how they have incrementally brought this to pass in the United States over many years. It is only going to get worse here. It is only going to get worse worldwide until we absolutely oppose this business on the basis of principle and on the basis of liberty. You know, it's interesting you talk about this Russian-Ukrainian war. The whole issue of Vladimir Putin's invasion of the Donbass in February of last year, a lot of people say that that's illegitimate, that that should never have taken place, that Putin had all kinds of alternatives. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has said a lot of good things about what the United States and the New World Order have been doing in Ukraine, condemns Putin's invasion. And so I will repeat the question of the great Ray McGovern, the great Ray McGovern of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, the longtime preparer of national intelligence estimates on a daily basis for more than one American president. Ray McGovern is quite willing to ask openly, what then were Putin's alternatives? What alternatives did Vladimir Putin really have to what he ended up doing? Nobody who is saying that Mr. Putin's actions were illegitimate, even people who have some empathy for what is presently going on in this Ukrainian situation where it comes to the sovereignty of nation states, have been able to answer that question. I've already answered it. He had every right to invade that country. He had no alternative but to invade the Donbass to save ethnic Russians who had been killed by this global homo regime to the tune of somewhere between 15 and 17,000 people in the Donbass between the illegitimate coup d'etat foisted upon that country, chiefly by the United States, secondarily by the EU and its Zyokon people, that after that illegitimate, illegal, unconstitutional action of that time, 17,000 Russians die, ethnic Russians in the Donbass. There's all this talk about Ukraine joining NATO. There was all this talk about the United States and the EU militarizing Ukraine, which is what they're doing now, in regard to activities on the border with Russia that mirror all of these illegitimate NATO expansions since the Clinton administration. I don't know about you, but in my way of thinking, and with everything that has happened since the events of February of last year, I think Vladimir Putin did exactly what he was supposed to do, the only thing he could do, and maintain the security of his own country and maintain the safety of these Russian ethnics in Donbass who were in the process of being exterminated by the ongoing actions of one Jewish drag queen comedian in Kiev, presently masquerading as the legitimate president of Ukraine. And by the way, as this war continues to worsen for Ukrainians, and as a lot of innocent people on the Ukrainian side are being killed on a regular basis because of the corruption of their president, the corruption of the cabal that surrounds him, and the evil global homo character of these foreign forces backing Mr. Zelensky, let us keep in mind as we watch all of this stuff take place that Zelensky has been increasingly hard to find in his own capital of Kiev. If you notice that, it's quite telltale. We don't see too much of him in his home country, what is allegedly his home country, what is allegedly his capital. Well, we've seen him in Berlin. We have seen him in Riyadh. We've seen him in Amsterdam. We have seen him turn up in London with Sunak. We have seen him turn up in Hiroshima at the G7 summit. I've lost track of all of the different places abroad where one is likely to encounter Volodymyr Zelensky in recent times. But as things get tougher for his country, and as more of his countrymen die as a result of his own irresponsibility and stupidity and illegitimacy, as Biden and the cabal that created this coup d'etat in February of 2014 have even more blood on their hands, we might ask the same rhetorical question that was asked of Madeleine Albright when asked if it was worth it in terms of American sanctions costing the lives of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5. We might ask these same types of people now. Ms. Madeleine Albright is no longer with us, of course, but we ought to be asking Joe Biden, and we ought to be asking the Anti-Defamation League, in addition to getting them on the record in regard to this transgender desecration video of the Christian cross made available by RT Documentaries. We might ask all of these folks, including Victoria Nuland and Robert Kagan, including the current vice president of the United States, including the Hillary Clinton's involvement in this cabal in February of 2014, are all of the things and all of the death and all of the destruction that has transpired since, is that worth it? One presumes that perhaps Madeleine Albright would be outrageous enough, were she alive today, to say, oh, it's entirely worth it that we continue to kill thousands upon millions of people for reasons that have nothing to do with the national security of the United States. But I don't agree. We will be back on the Dankoff Report, the Memorial Day weekend version of it, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We are back. This is the Dankoff Report, the RBN version of the Dankoff Report, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network as we go into this Memorial Day weekend in 2023. Folks, in regard to the Russian-Ukrainian war, which I was just mentioning before the break, there's a development in this situation that really looks ominous. And that is that armed conflict between Serbia and Kosovo looks increasingly likely. In regard to news stories that I will continue to add to your basic roadmap link later this evening and probably over the weekend, there should be some additional stories on this ominous situation involving Serbia and Kosovo. In terms of other things that there will be further links posted on in this basic show description, keep an eye on the Turkey presidential runoff of May 28th. That's coming up. Generally believed now that Erdogan will be reelected, but we'll see what happens in regard to the events in Turkey. And just exactly where will this situation go with Turkey? They are a member of NATO, but increasingly they're coming to understand, it would seem, that they have economic and political and military interests elsewhere that don't involve just signing on to the idiocy that has been launched in this particular case by the United States and the EU, and especially one Joe Biden in the illegitimate cabal that has surrounded him in this situation in Ukraine for a very, very long period of time, at least a decade. And here we are now with situations worsening. There's a fifth area to keep an eye on. I'll be posting some additional links on this in the next day or two for you, keeping in mind your basic V Contacta roadmap for this show that we'll post in the archives immediately after we are finished with this live broadcast. Hezbollah and Israel are exchanging both gunfire and words with each other, even as we speak. South Front has a major story on this crossing of swords rhetorically between Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, and the Israeli government. And Hezbollah is warning Israel that if they want a quote-unquote grand war, they're going to get one. I take this man at his word, and certainly when you look at where Biden's foreign policy and the foreign policy of this Zio cabal that has been running the United States, especially abroad, as well as domestically for most of my lifetime, it becomes very, very clear just how bad this could get in conjunction with this problem with Putin's Russia and the Chinese and the Iranians and all that they're doing to develop a Eurasian strategy and policy with a lot of other countries being involved, that might make this Euro-Atlanticism and New World Order of the Ziocon community something that you'll be able to read about and look at later only in a museum. But having said that, we are living in a very, very dangerous period of time. As far as books go, remember books? Remember when you could read a book? Got a good recommendation of one for you from Mike Whitney of the UNS Review. Paul Craig Roberts' new one is entitled Empire of Lies. You don't necessarily have to read that book to have a pretty good chronicle of all of the lives that the American Empire has been telling for a very, very long period of time. But nonetheless, I urge you to consider that particular book for your library. And I say that not having looked at a single page of it yet, and I certainly get no endorsement money for having suggested that this is something you might want to put on the bookshelf. Immigration in the United States and the whole business of the Texas-Mexico border. I did a recent TV video interview with Johnny Punish of VT Foreign Policy on this subject, especially with the end of Title 42. Take a look at that video and you'll discover how encouraging it is that in this case, a Democratic presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has come right out and said that he would make sure that that border was secure, that there is no sovereign nation state that can have a wide open border like the one his party has been permitting and facilitating for a very long period of time. Mr. Kennedy is not, however, anti-immigration. He is talking about legal immigration. He is talking about vetted immigration at the same time that he recognizes that the security of the United States as a sovereign nation state cannot continue with this open border policy as in non-border policy of the Democratic Party and the Joe Biden wing of the Democratic Party as presently constituted. Is George Soros running the government of the United States? You might suspect that perhaps he is. Mr. Kennedy, I think, is strongly suggesting that if he should defeat Biden, if he should defeat Biden in the Democratic primaries and end up with an incredible insurgency candidacy for the presidency, and we'll get back to considering my article on Mr. Kennedy here in just a moment. But it'll be interesting to watch how he deals with this whole business of Mexican drug cartels in the United States, as well as ensuring that there is no repeat of this New World Order plan to destroy the United States via the Texas-Mexican border. We will be back. This is Mark Dankoff on the Dankoff Report live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, San Antonio, Texas, on Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button.
like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife.
We are back. You're listening to the Dankoff Report live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network as we enter this Memorial Day weekend 2023. In just a minute, I'm going to take a caller. Andy has been very patiently waiting here in Texas. Let me simply summarize what I guess I would say is my lead story for today, and that's the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presidential candidacy as it pertains to the Democratic primaries. Now, of course, Ron DeSantis is now officially in the Republican sweepstakes. I know quite a bit about him. I find him to be absolutely repulsive for a couple of reasons, all of which link up to the fact that he is even tighter with the Israeli lobby in the United States and arguably Trump, maybe even Biden. DeSantis seems to turn up constantly in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv at the same time that Zelensky is showing up in all of these other locations. Take a look at DeSantis on the issue of freedom of speech in terms of state laws in Florida. I find this man to be absolutely dangerous because he is playing religious conservatives and religious and cultural traditionalists in the United States like a fiddle. And yet at the same time, what they don't understand is that in terms of foreign policy and in terms of the domestic power of the Israeli lobby, he is absolutely an undesirable as far as I'm concerned. Excuse me. And then, of course, there's Donald Trump. We have people on all sides of that issue in regard to the Republican Party and the alt-right. I would simply say this. I've got some serious problems with Donald Trump. My biggest problem with Donald Trump, of course, is that how do you have an America First candidacy and a past America First presidency, allegedly, that has people like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley in your administration in the area of foreign policy? Trump certainly cannot draw a pass in regard to his authorization, his public authorization of the Soleimani assassination a few years ago, which has perhaps destroyed any possibility of any rapprochement between the United States and Iran, which have been on the fritz with each other since 1979, of course. And then last but not least, Mr. Trump like DeSantis, likes to play Christian conservatives like a fiddle, and yet it is the same Donald Trump who has pursued the legitimizing of the gay LGBTQ log cabin element in the Republican Party. Which brings us back to Mr. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, this is an interesting article that I hope you'll consider that I put together for VT Foreign Policy, chiefly because of the links that I include in the article. Take a look at John V. Walsh's story on the Democrats as the war party. That's one of the links. The Chris Hedges interview with Dennis Kucinich, the former mayor of Cleveland, who is now Mr. Kennedy's campaign manager. Kucinich has some very important things to say about the war party's hijacking of the Democratic Party. And then, of course, I included in this story about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the Durand's discussion of Biden's historic geopolitical blundering in Ukraine. It's absolutely historic, folks. And this conversation that takes place with Alex Christoforou and Alexander Mercuris is something that I hope Mr. Kennedy will avail himself of as well. I presume he knows all of these things, but that is a very, very fine discussion between those two gentlemen at the Durand. That's one of the links that you can access via this article that I posted for VT Foreign Policy. There is an article at UNCE Review entitled The A.J. Smuskowitz Story, Why I'm for Kennedy. His reasons may not necessarily be the same as my reasons for considering the Kennedy candidacy, although I've made no formal official endorsement of any kind on this point. But in regard to links, take a look at what I discovered about the Constitution Party in 2004. Not many people recognize that after 2001, the Constitution Party was in a unique place, a very unique place to become the true alt-right party, the true America First policy and party. It didn't happen. And my speech to Michael Perutka's 2004 gathering in Baltimore of the Constitution Party of Maryland underscores what I urged him to do that year, that nonetheless didn't exactly happen for a variety of reasons. But I'm suggesting now that the Constitution Party will never have this opportunity again. They are a done deal. Nonetheless, Mr. Kennedy has what could prove to be a very, very historic opportunity to be involved in a movement that's even bigger and wider in its implications than even he understands. Now, of course, in 1968, his father understood this in terms of the Vietnam War and getting rid of Lyndon Johnson. And the way was paved for RFK Sr. in that endeavor by one Eugene McCarthy in the 1968 Democratic primary in New Hampshire. If you're a younger person who doesn't remember any of that, these links will help you to remember the significance of that year, 1968, as well as the McCarthy candidacy that initially upended Lyndon Johnson's apple cart, only to have RFK enter the race in what arguably would have been a winning year for him had it not been for the tragic events in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles on June the 5th, 1968. But what do I say to Mr. Kennedy in this article, which he probably won't read, but I hope that many of his people will? It's the war. What is the prevailing issue now? The same as it was in 1968. It's the war. If you're right in the war, you can be wrong on other things. If you've got the war down correctly in terms of American policy, that's good enough potentially to win in 2023. But what Mr. Kennedy needs to understand, of course, is that in 2023, we are talking not about the Vietnam War, but about the very real potential for World War III. And that with the powerful forces, the incredibly powerful forces in the cabal that runs the government of the United States and the EU and NATO, a Kennedy insurgency candidacy that could start embarrassing Biden in early primaries in 2024 will cause Mr. Kennedy courageously to endure the same risks that his father did 55 years ago. So take a look at that Kennedy story in regard to both the positives and the potential negatives of a Kennedy candidacy. But nonetheless, if he proves to be right in the war, if he sticks to his guns on what the United States should not be doing in Ukraine, he could be a winner if he lives. And I don't say that lightly. You need to be praying for this guy's safety, whether you like him or you don't. And I would simply say to Mr. Kennedy that he's right about so much where it pertains to this war. But he, like others, needs to understand, from my perspective, that Vladimir Putin's invasion of the Donbass was absolutely legitimate. It was for the protection of his own country in every conceivable way, as well as for the saving of the lives of Russian ethnics in Donbass. And that, once again, I would ask RFK to consider what Ray McGovern asks rhetorically. If Putin did not have to invade that Donbass, if Putin had other alternatives short of war, let's hear what they were and are. Because as far as I'm concerned, Vladimir Putin did absolutely what he had to do to save his own country's status as a sovereign nation state. And now this whole thing is backfiring on Globo Homo and the New World Order in terms of what is developing as a Eurasian strategy for Russia and China and Iran principally, that will involve many other countries of the world, as the American Empire, the Globo Homo Zio-Con American Empire, and the Globo Homo Zio Empire of Britain, and those of Western Europe and of NATO, all go down the tube. Andy, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, we all can agree that we never get a president from the common people. We always get a president from the ruling class. It doesn't matter what it is. And the reason is because we've been stuck in the New World Order forever, since at least 1913 when we got the Federal Reserve. Since we got the Federal Reserve, we've had World War One, World War Two, and then, you know, just run down the list. Now, every single war that we got into, we instigated our way into it. World War One was the Lusitania. World War Two was we stopped the oil flow from China to Japan, and Japan had no choice but to attack us. We got ourselves into that war. Then we had a plan that we needed to go into Vietnam. We had a plan that we needed to go into Korea. We had a plan to blah, 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 and all this stuff. And everything that we've ever done, and you know, I'm an 8-year veteran, so I feel like I'm capable of saying this. Sure. And don't thank me for my service, because it's not worth my time. The thing is that we've been, you know, all this stuff, they've glorified all these wars and stuff, and we're supposed to feel really, I feel bad for the people who died, because they died needlessly, because we were not in any danger at all during any of these wars of being invaded or being taken over or whatnot. These are globalist wars. We advanced the globalist agenda by being in every single one of these wars. We were never threatened whatsoever at all. And so this Memorial Day, you should mourn the people that were lost, because they were lost for nothing. All we did was advance this thing that's happening now. Are you any freer today than you were in 1913? No, you're much more combined into a conglomerate of, I mean, the best slave is the one who thinks he's free. And that's where we're at right now. We think we're free. We're in the freest country in the world. No, we're not. We are going downhill so fast. I mean, right after 9/11, what did George W. Bush say? They hate us for our freedoms. So what did George W. Bush do? Take away our freedoms, the Patriot Act, all this. Come on, people, we got to wake up here. These wars are just past a joke here. We're killing our own people. This is all about global depopulation as well, if you look at it in perspective like that. These people don't care about us. We're goyim. We're nothing but idiots on a stick. We used to be cattle, then we were sheep, now we're just ants, and they're stepping all over us right now. Everything that they're doing, our government is not our government. It never has been our government. It's been, I mean, let's say JFK tried to make it our government again. He tried to be a president in the most part. I mean, there's probably some flaws in there, too. I know his dad was a bootlegger, and that's where they got all their money, blah, 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 whatever. But, I mean, we're prisoners in our own country, and yet we still think we're free. And everybody is saying, oh, you should thank these people because they kept us free. We were never in danger of losing our freedom. Our government's instigated every single war that we're in. What do you say to that?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm glad you called in because you saved my having to make my own speech on the same subject on the same wavelength before closing the show out, Andy. Sincerely, that's true. I mean, the Memorial Day produces for me the same kind of dissonance that I'm sure it does for you as an eight-year veteran, and that is that on the one hand, I absolutely want to respect the memories of people who died in what they believed to have been the service to their country. At the same time, that when one understands history the way you and I understand history, it produces a model that produces anguish in us at the same time, because we understand that we start talking about 1913, you start talking about false flag operations, the creation of the Federal Reserve Board, the imposition of the direct income tax on American citizens, and you look at everything that followed the early part of the 20th century. You mentioned FDR and Pearl Harbor, of course. We get into Korea and Vietnam and the tragedies of those. We look at the whole issue of who was really behind 9/11, and I suspect that you know as well as I who was really behind that and why. We look at the illegitimacy of Bush's war on terror, the trillions of dollars that were borrowed and spent and lost, thousands of lives, American lives, lost or ruined in perpetuity, at the same time that there was untold loss of life on the other side, somewhere between 1 and 4 million people, according to the estimates I've read, of people that did not need to die in the tragedies that began with Bush's invasion of Afghanistan first, and then later of Iraq. And obviously, as you understand, this present situation in Ukraine is what it is. It's illegitimate. It's irresponsible, it's reckless, and it's presumably designed to do exactly what the ruling cabal of this country and the global homo cabal wants around the world, and that is the end of the sovereignty of individual nation states, the subversion of the cultures of those nation states, the embrace globally by a point of a gun of the LGBTQ agenda, the imposition of the post-World War II central banking system, which goes all the way back to the things that you pointed out, of course, in regard to the creation of the Federal Reserve Board. You start getting into the theft of sovereign nation states' natural resources. And last but not least, and you've already touched upon this one as well, the global police state that these people envision that they're going to create, which by and large has been greatly advanced in this country just since 2001. And this is where your commentary is so valuable to me and to the listeners, because when you look at the events since 2001, look at what's happened to this country economically. Look at what has been exposed about the corruption of our military in our declining ability to defend ourselves if there were to be a war that would actually involve the defense of the United States. Look at the usurious character of the central banking system. You start looking at the domestic police state that has just grown exponentially since 9/11. And I don't see how anyone who is honest with himself or herself can truly believe that we live in a land of freedom. We are in a situation that does not correspond to the Bill of Rights and to the American Constitution one iota. And of course, here we are now on the verge of what could well be a third world war. And I'm looking at all of this on Memorial Day weekend and thinking, how many people are going to repeat these canards about people dying for our basic freedoms, when those of us who know the truth, including many of us who have been injured in a war or who have lost loved ones in a war, just take a deep breath and we don't know quite what to say.
Well, can I come back for just a minute?
Yes, sir. We'll be back with Andy. You're listening to the Dan Koff Report on RBN Live from San Antonio on Memorial Day weekend. Back with Andy when we get back from the commercial break.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We are back. You're listening to the Dankoff Report on RBN Live on this Memorial Day weekend, on this Friday leading into the important events in the next two or three days in regard to the way in which we perhaps should look at Memorial Day. I'll simply say this before we go back to Andy. My father is buried in Section 54 of Arlington National Cemetery. From where his grave is off of Admiral Leahy Drive, you can look up and see two very impressive sites. Actually, you can see one up in the hill, the Lee Custis Mansion, the American flag flying, and then just imagine in your mind that you're going down a grassy slope to where you see the graves of the 35th President of the United States and where you see his brother, RFK Sr., buried. And, of course, that all takes me back as a kid to the events in Dealey Plaza in 1963, the events in the Ambassador Hotel in 1968. Here we are in this Memorial Day weekend wondering what 2023 and 2024 might be bringing us in terms of a very, very tumultuous presidential campaign and what might prove to be the advent of a third world war. Andy, what are your thoughts here in the last 5 minutes of the show? Go right ahead.
Okay, so let me go here. Okay, first and foremost, Project Mockingbird blew the whole thing up. They sold the nation on all these different wars, and everybody bought it because they believed in this stuff. And then you got the Smith-Mond Act that was passed or just gotten rid of or whatever, to where they could lie to us openly during the Obama ages and stuff. That's where we're at now. But I took an oath to this country to fight enemies foreign and domestic. Well, the foreign countries were never our enemies, but we took a, you know, we went and did that under that particular oath. Now we have a domestic enemy, and nobody's doing anything about it. I would encourage every veteran out there that you guys should really start putting a plan together, because this country's going to hell in a handbasket super quick, and we've got to do something about this. And you know what? I'm willing to die for that. I will die for that. I will fight to the end to save this country, simply because it's my country. You know, I feel like I did my job. I feel like I did everything. And then I find out that it's all messed up. And I really think, here's the one thing, I'll leave it with this, and you can finish up your show. Everybody, yes, please mourn. Please mourn the people who lost, that were lost in all these different wars and stuff that we've been fighting. But just remember, they knew not what they were doing. They had no idea they weren't fighting for our freedom. They had no idea that this was a globalist advancement. They had no. We actually helped these guys enslave us. I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you, Mr. Danko.
Andy, I believe that you speak the truth, and that you speak a very painful and paradoxical and nonetheless great truth, that this is exactly where we are on this Memorial Day weekend in 2023. Let's consider where we are now, folks, as a result of the various things that Andy has shared with us in regard to Memorial Day, from the vantage point of a veteran as he was. Where do we stand now? Well, we stand at about a $32 trillion national debt. We have been able to survive with that kind of national debt because our fiat currency, being printed by the Federal Reserve Board, has since the end of World War II been the reserve currency of the world. But, of course, thanks to Joe Biden, the American dollar is on its way out as the reserve currency of the world, which leaves us with an economic collapse, a domestic police state, and future foreign wars, perhaps leading to World War III, that are in no one's interest, not to mention the real people of the United States. Well, that's what I leave you with on this Memorial Day weekend in 2023. Thank you for listening to the Dankoff Report. I'll be on with the London version of the Dankoff Report on the first Tuesday of June. And in the meantime, take a look at my article for VT Foreign Policy on the candidacy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There was 1968. Now it's 2023. What's going to happen? Take a deep breath. The ride is going to be bumpy.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.